My name is Rudy Edmond, and this is a set of slides that was presented to us by Jerry and Jan Swanson, who spent the summer, part of the summer of 1962 at Holden Village, working with the man you see on the screen here, Gil Berg, in his work program for that particular summer. Jerry and Jan were on their honeymoon, but spent a month up here helping clean up the village. So we've selected a series of slides just to recall that month up at Holden during that particular summer. Here is Gil and Fern and Jerry and Jan shown here as they were part of this program in 1962. Here is the group with Jerry and Jan at the right-hand side of the picture here, and the other people were part of the work party during the month that they were there. Here you see them on the trail, and this was an important part of their experience as well as working in the village. They also had a chance to hike and to be a part of preparing trails back into the wilderness area at that particular time. On this occasion, you see the entire work crew gathered on the steps in front of the community center building, and the snack bar would be just to the left, and who knows, maybe they had all been visiting the snack bar at this particular time and got outside here to take a picture. It looks like a Sunday afternoon. On Sunday morning, the custom at that time was to get dressed up and enjoy fellowship together and worship. And you can see here that they are in their full dress, even with some of the girls in the foreground here wearing gloves. And this is a rare sight at Holden Village, as mostly everything is very casual. But this group decided to dress up on Sunday morning. One of the great tasks of taking care of a group like this was feeding this crew. And here you see Bertha, and Bertha was the first cook, Bertha Christensen. She came up here to Holden with Hilberg in 1961 and stayed on to be the cook in 1962 as well. And this was before the main kitchen was cleaned up. And so that became a major task of getting things in order so that large groups could be fed. In coming to Holden, the only way you get there is, of course, by boat, and this was the Lady of the Lake that appeared at this time in 1962. And it was the boat that preceded the present Lady of the Lake. So it's an interesting shot of the older Lady of the Lake. As you look back, the lower end of Lake Chelan, here are the low hills in the lower part of the valley at the end of the lake. And as you go up lake, you can see that the rock walls become very, very steep, and here at the lower end of Railroad Creek Canyon, you note the rock wall here that you have to climb up through a series of switchbacks to raise you from the lake level up to around 3,000 feet, you see, in order to get up to Holden Village proper. At the dock, Reuben Thompson was one of the workers that came up with Gilbert to be a part of the work crew in 1961 and 62, and he was an important part of organizing and working with the work crews, and you see him here at the dock. And if you note, this is the old company dock, the mining company dock, and you see the railroad track still on the dock. This dock has been removed now, and so the current Holden dock is one that has been built at a later point in time. Here is Reuben and his dog Bugger, and this is a very good picture of Reuben, who served the village very well as not only an important worker, but he stayed in the village to guard the place during the winter, when he and Bugger were the only living things other than deer that were at Holden Village during the winter of 1961 and 62. And it was not until later that the winter program began to develop. But Reuben was the guard and the caretaker during those very important formative years. Here is the dock, and you see another feature here that is not evident anymore. And that is the logging. In the early days, there was a very prominent amount of logging that was going on, and you see here the logs stacked up here against the company dock that would later be taken down lake to the lower end of the lake. Now, one of the important things that every crew that comes to Holden has to learn is how to man the hoses that are necessary in case a fire should break out in the village. So here you see the operation, the training of everyone who came in to be a part of the work crew. And here is a demonstration of the kind of power that there is in the water that was ponded up and made available for fighting fires within the village. Dr. Wilton Bergstrand, Pastor Bergstrand, was the person that came in with Gil Berg. Pastor Bergstrand was with the Augustana Synod Youth Department and served as program director under Gil Berg during the summers of 1961 and 62. This is Mrs. Bergstrand and their family of four children, along with Jan here after a Sunday morning worship. And you can see that everybody is all dressed up for Sunday service. This is after service is over, and Dr. Bergstrand has his tie off, and this is a time for relaxing. And Sunday afternoon has always been a very casual and free time at Holden Village. One of the important tasks that got accomplished during the summer of 62 was erection of the flagpole. And here you see it in process of going up. And that is, that pole still stands, of course, at the end of our 25 years and celebrating the 25th anniversary. The flagpole is still a very prominent part of the village around Narnia schoolhouse area. Here is Jerry helping in this process of erecting the flagpole. In the dining hall, one of the major features was to get the dining hall cleared up and the kitchen cleaned up so that meals could be served in here as it was during the mining days, when this was the main place where meals were served to people who lived in the barracks and so on of the mining village. Here you see Jan Swanson along with the Petersons here, And you see on the wall in the background a sign that says pizza party. Food has always been one of the things around which celebration has occurred at Holden Village, and that began in the very early days, even with the early work crews in 61 and 62. Outside, there were many projects to be done, and Jan was instrumental in putting this particular collage of rocks together, of marble. The white rock is marble along with the dark colored rocks, and spelling out the name Holden, which greeted everyone as you came into the village. This is right on Main Street and provided a good piece of art and craft that began even in the very early days when there was time to, at leisure time, people did things with their hands as well as the cleanup work that was necessary. Jan built a beautiful design here that was right near where the previous picture showed the Holden letters spelled out. So this was part of the artistic area around the village center. Jerry is shown here helping take care of one of the Bergstrand children, and along the front lawn of one of the chalets in the village proper. A great day was when the Bluebird arrived. The Bluebird was the first bus for Holden Village, and now there are several buses, but this one came in by barge and then was brought up to the village in 1962, and this shows the celebration that went on in connection with that event. And here is a better view now of the Bluebird, and also showing people as they began to ride this particular means of transportation rather than only the truck, which was all we had to begin with, to transport people as well as equipment and food and other things. Many things had to be done in cleaning up the mine area. And from up above the village, you can look down across the village proper, Railroad Creek, and the tailings from the mill, and then the gray tailings, which are over to the right of the picture here. This is a very good picture showing the distribution of buildings, and the mine would be over to the right where the mill was, and so on. Copper Creek, the mouth of Copper Creek, is shown in the middle part of the picture. One of the significant things that Jerry and Jan provided is a picture here of some of the homes in the what was known as the mining village, and known to the miners as Winston Camp. There were 100 homes that were built by the mine families that came up, and so as to have a place to live, they built their own home. And these are examples of the homes that they had. There were 100 of these homes in this particular camp. And here is just one home showing an example of the kinds of things they scrounged and put together and developed their own shaped shingles and built homes that were very comfortable and very livable, and they lived in them from the early 30s until the mine closed in 1957. It's important to any work crew to have leisure time to get out into the mountains and enjoy the beautiful wilderness that lies just beyond Main Street of Holden. And so here you see along the trail to Heart Lake and Holden Lake the beautiful flowers and the trail that leads back into the wilderness area. Here is Jan up at the upper end of the Holden Lake Trail, in fact, clear at the very head of Holden Lake itself. And she has erected her flag here and stands here by this pile of boulders that's up at the upper end of Holden Lake. Along the trail, beautiful flowers and the alpine meadows in these upper areas are just a riot of flowers. And here, for example, along Holden Lake is some of the heather around the lake and in the lake area. This is Heart Lake, as you see it when you come on it from the trail, coming up the valley from the village. And above Heart Lake, you see Crown Point Falls, and above that would be Lyman Lake. And this is a good picture, again, of Heart Lake, showing the lower end of Heart Lake, with the log jam down at the lower part here on the left, and the valley, Railroad Creek Valley, below. This is the upper part of the valley above Heart Lake, where you can see the meandering stream across the valley, and beaver ponds, and good places to fish, both in Heart Lake and in Railroad Creek. Above Heart Lake here, as you go up the trail to in the direction of Lyman Lake, and then finally to Cloudy Pass. And this is Cloudy Pass, which of course is up above 6,000 feet, and where it's often cloudy and lots of snow stays up here the year around. It's a beautiful spot to hike to. All along the trail, whatever trail you take, you cross cascading water. And this is typical of the kinds of streams that you cross along the trail, along these valleys that are known as the Northern Cascade Mountains, ridges, and valleys of the Holden area. This happens to be 10 Mile Creek. And this is within easy hiking distance of about an hour from Holden Village proper. So it was a popular place to go hiking. Whether you were working or hiking or worshiping, whatever, the community came together in various ways. And here is an interesting example of a foot washing ceremony that took place during this summer of 1962. And we have a record of it here out in front of Chalet Number 1, right on Main Street, Holden Village. Well, this concludes the slides, and we want to thank Jerry and Jan Swanson, who now live in Thousand Oaks, for providing us with this set of pictures that was taken in 1962 when the program at Holden was just getting started. And we appreciate having this glimpse of their summer and their experience during the month that they spent helping in this project in its very initial stages. Thank you for listening, and this will conclude the presentation of this series of slides. Thank you.